some steel mills. Yes, it's a basket thing. And it's a lumber company. Playing a mill. Yes. Yeah. Some live in brick houses. And some live in the project. What you call that? Located across town. Some of them live. I like cooking and washing and ironing for my children and working in my garden.
What are you planting in the
garden? I was planting collards, tomatoes, beans, butter beans, snap beans, and I was planting some squash. Most of the time they was in school. If I would let them, they didn't know how to hold another guy there cutting it up. I wouldn't let them help.
You ever tried teaching them how?
Yes.
Oh, they just didn't want to.
I don't know what they want to or not, but they didn't. Home, right. I always wake my God myself. Once my daddy was telling some things they used to do when he was a boy. He said him and his gang used to whitewash their foot at night and go to church. To be standing on a churchyard in the moonlight, look like that on white shoe. He said one night all of them left him. He didn't get there in time. Said, but he got a bucket with whitewash in it, and he went on. And he got to the church by he whitewashed his foot, and it wasn't dry. And he went on in the church, said just making tracks all the way up there. He heard his gang laughing, and he haven't looked back and saw all them tracks. Said they would do things like that. And he said he was, a woman had him to come up there every day, every morning to make a fire in the stove. And every morning he'd go up there to make a fire. The old cat could open that stove door, that's a good. He done got up in the oven for it. So one morning he went up there. The old cat was in there. He just shed him up in there and build a big fire in the stove. So the stove would get hot. And you could hear the cat walking around in there hollering, bumping his head. He'd make a good fire in there.